Well, it is a grassroots slugfest, as some would call it. Possibly the most powerful man in North Carolina politics, Senate leader Phil Berger, is facing a primary challenge from the sheriff of Rockingham County. That is Sam Page, and has led to an interesting standoff between the two. And joining us now is the chair of the Rockingham County Republican Party, Diane Parnell. Diane, how are you?
I'm great. Hope you are.
I am. So this is interesting. What is the general feeling among your constituents to Phil Berger within Rockingham County right now?
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. My phone is beeping. Can you give me that question again, please?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
What is the general feeling among your constituents within Rockingham County toward Phil Berger right now?
Towards Phil Berger? The people
yes.
that are in business, the people that are in government, the people that are really active in the county, they know what Phil Berger has brought to this county. Since he's been elected, he has brought to Rockingham County alone almost $1 billion, $109 million this year alone from the North Carolina budget. Infrastructure, fire stations, parks. Phil Berger is very invested in this county and has been for a long time. So the feeling is good about Phil Berger in Rockingham County.
Yet I feel like there's some unrest because otherwise there wouldn't be a primary. Is that fair
Absolutely.
To say?
Absolutely.
Yes. So where does that come from?
Well, Sam Page has been a sheriff here for 27 years. He is a great person to meet, to greet. Sam's just an easygoing fella. People like him. He is very likable. So it does make it very contentious when you have Sam Page that has been in Rockingham County for 27 years, going to different events that we see him often, and we elected Phil Berger to go to Raleigh, and that's where he has been for all these years, doing what we elected him to do. So it is divided. I won't contest that. It is a divided race. You find people that are absolutely Sam Page fans, and no matter mailers or ads on TV or whatever, it won't make any difference. And then you find the people that are over on the other side that says, what will we do without Phil Berger in Rockingham County? So it's he's never lost a race, Phil Berger has, and Sam Page has not either, not since they've both been in office. So it is very difficult, I must say.
How ugly would you say it's gotten ugly?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't deny that. It is ugly because you've got strong feelings on both sides. You've got those folks that are out there putting out things that are not true. Then you've got the folks that have the facts to back them up about what they're saying. And people are saying, well, that's not true, and it is. So it has become very divisive, not something that I relish, I assure you. This will be a tough primary.
And Phil Berger has several sons and relatives in politics, one of whom, his son Kevin, is the chairman of the Rockingham County Commissioners, and Sam Page recently accused them of publicly attacking him for political theater.
I go to almost every county commissioner's meeting, and I will tell you that Kevin Berger is a most concerned, level-headed commissioner. And when there are issues that come up in the jail that is costing the county money, it is imperative that they investigate this. You realize that we lost our insurance at the jail because of the deaths in the jail. And when it starts costing the populace of Rockingham County in their pocketbook because of something that the commissioners did not see as something that was warranted, yes, he's going to question that. That's part of his job, is to question this. It's not an attack by any means. It's doing what he deems is necessary to keep Rockingham County solvent.
Both men have been quite loyal to President Trump. Page gained the trust of Triad voters even before he ran for the Senate, helped lead Donald Trump's reelection campaign back in 2020. So he's basically relying on his trust with Rockingham County voters to pull off what would be a huge upset. Do you feel like that would be enough for him?
I don't think so. I think that Phil Berger has had enough contact with President Trump, but he does not flaunt it. The one thing that you will find about Phil Berger is that you almost have to pull it out of him, what he has done. I knew, because at the time that President Trump was coming to Guilford County, the next county over, that Phil Berger met him there at the airport with his grandson that he kept out of school. So I know that there's a relationship there, and I know that there are times that that they have talked. So I don't see that as a big deal. Both men will favor President Trump.
Well, Phil Berger has led the Republican majority in the Senate, in the state Senate, since 2010. And he succeeded Mark Basnight, who served as Senate leader for 17 years. This is going to be a fascinating race to watch. Diane, I know it's put you in an interesting position in Rockingham County because you know both men so well. We thank you for sharing some insights about what's going on in this most interesting race at this time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.